Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying A Relationship with Jesus, Bible Bits from Hebrews. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, Bitterness Must Be Overcome. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15 reads, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many be defiled. Springing up, causing trouble, many become defiled. Bitterness is destroying much of the church, and the bitter ones are blind to their own sin. It only takes a few people to demolish an entire ministry. Always criticize, never edify. Focus on the physical, ignore the spiritual. Why? Well, Galatians 5, verses 24 and 25. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Have you crucified the flesh with its passions and desires? The purpose of the church is to exalt the Savior, to edify the saints, and to evangelize the sinner, not to execute the servant. How important is crucifying the flesh? Deeds of bitterness. Well, let's take a whirlwind tour of the New Testament through Paul's letters. Let's first look at Romans chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you're still not able. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, and tumults. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 down to verse 32. Therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. Brethren, Join in following my pattern, and note those who so walk, for you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Colossians 3:8. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from every form of evil. 2 Thessalonians 3:14. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Titus chapter 2, verse 3. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. And also Titus chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And then Philemon 11, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable. And what about James? Look at verses, chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And then also James chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then James chapter 5 and verse 9. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. And Peter, what about Peter? First Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. And then 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of unkindness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. And what about John? 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. 2 John 6, this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. 3 John 9 through 11, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Even Jude 8, likewise, also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. And I suppose Revelation 2, very much so. Revelation 12:10, and then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Here we see the source of it and who the bitter people are helping. Every Christian who continues in bitterness helps Satan. They say, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Well, then you have been forgiven. You're not speaking the truth. What did Jesus say about all this? Well, in Luke chapter 6, verses 41 and 42, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your own eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. Much of the church is so full of bitterness that you can hardly move without tripping over someone idle and gossiping. Bitterness shows up everywhere, in each other's homes, in business meetings, in committee meetings, Bible study classes, almost expected to show up in the worship services. Listen, our intercession will not be effective. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Changed hearts must begin somewhere. Psalm 51, verse 6. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. And then verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Proverbs 26 and verse 20. Where there is no word, the fire goes out. And where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. Listen, let me ask you, are you part of the solution or part of the problem? You can't claim to be neutral. Do you help build up the ministry or help tear it down? When was the last time you shared the gospel verbally with a lost person, a lost sinner, to win his or her soul? Ever? That's what the church is about. It's time for self-examination. You can't force someone to deal with bitterness, but you can deal with your own. Do you want your ministry to thrive? Well, let it start in your own heart. A prayer time of confession and forgiveness. Do you need to ask forgiveness? Do you need to give forgiveness? Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Be cleansed. Intercede for others. That's a whole lot through the New Testament. Again and again and again and again, pointing out all of the evil that comes out of a person's heart and all of the goodness that can be there and should be there with the presence of the Holy Spirit. You give all that some thought, and you have a great day.